lost your step before getting onto the boat, it's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh, my God. It's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it. Don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, November 13th, the Center for Volunteerism and Community Engagement is hosting their monthly blood drive. Stop by the basement of Hunt Union between 12 and 5 p.m. to donate some blood.
On Thursday, November 14th, the Music Industry Club is hosting a live set at Lee Hall at 7 p.m. Stop by to see Telescreens, Minted, and Orange Grove perform. There is a $5 fee with your student ID and $8 to the general public.
On Friday, November 15th, stop by Hobart Event Center at 6 p.m. for a family game night. Also happening on Friday, November 15th, at 6 p.m., the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a special screening of Screaming Queens Riots at Campton's Cafeteria, a powerful story that documents the story of 1966 Campton's Cafeteria riot. To learn more and reserve for this event, stop by Hunt Union 219. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, you can visit Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it logged.
Be acting like they drunk, acting like they drunk. That was We Are the People
by Empire of the Sun.
Yes, that is a very good song. I actually haven't heard that song in a while. I just haven't listened to it in a little bit. Thanks, Sam, by the way, for listening.
Yay! Thanks, Sam.
Very sweet. Stay tuned.
Her show's Sam. After.
Yes, Sam. Woo! Sam's. What's her show name? Sam's show.
Sam's show.
I can't remember the name. Text us. Stay tuned. 5 to 6.
Yay!
Sam Murray, play some really fun stuff. Also, I have to give. It's sort of macabre. Rest in peace, Chooch. The hamster.
The hammy.
I think it was either a hamster or... No, it was a hamster. Cause I was... Yeah,
can who you... Does Chooch, who's Chooch's parents? Or parent?
Ashley. She has red hair. She lives with my girlfriend. She does fashion.
I have no idea who that is. But
she's really cool. Rest in peace to Chooch.
Rest in peace to Chooch.
Will be missed. Are you doing ASMR again?
No, I'm just kind of just like whispering.
Oh, I was like, right.
Stop, Josh, stop. It's not funny. Oh,
Samantha on the spot.
Samantha on the spot. That was so easy to
forget. I know, that's literally that should have gotten that. Well, we got it now.
But we got it now. Back.
Hey. Put it in reverse, Terry. I had to think of
it. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Pumpkin.
All right. We need, like, a soundboard.
I'm on the... Oh, okay. Wait. That's actually such a good idea to buy equipment
for the
studio.
Have you listened to, like, the New York City, like, radio, like, Breakfast Club and stuff?
New York, New York. What?
Like, the Breakfast Club and, like...
No.
Okay, so what I'm, like... As a fellow New Yorker, on my way to, like, school, I listened to The Breakfast Club on 90... actually, I don't remember the name.
You almost said 90.9.
I know. I don't remember, like, the numbers, but The Breakfast Club. And they would have, like, this sick freaking, like, soundboard. It was, like, the explosion, the... And the... Meow, 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 meow. Be sick.
Yes.
You should really get a soundboard. That would be so fun for, like, interviews.
Yeah. I don't know. We have a soundboard in one of the studios, you know. But it's not programmed. Well, Mars just texted, actually. He literally said we have one.
Yep.
Okay, everyone, tuning in.
Hey, thanks for... Oh, no, I texted them. I was like, hey, thanks for tuning in, but they're not.
You literally texted them information.
Okay, well... All right. Thank you, Faith.
Thank you, Faith.
Thank you, Faith. Thank you, Faith. We'll program. Okay. But I don't know how to program that, but that actually could be something.
It's a Magnus question, right?
Yeah, but he's not going to be here.
Maybe call somebody?
I'm going to look it up. I'll probably ask Mars because he uses it, and then Bottomley would know, too. So we lit. We're back. Thank you, Faith. Oh, she said ask Dr. Bottomley about it. Okay, that's exactly... Oh, and
Slay.
We're good. What were we talking about?
Fun.
It was. I actually cannot remember for the life of me.
I think like we got so distracted on the soundboard.
Yeah, we really did.
Also, little shout out. There's an event next Wednesday.
Wingo.
Wingo is back.
Wingo Wednesday is just perfect. Too.
Wingo Wednesday, right?
Yes. Like, that's just perfect.
We're going to have a popcorn machine if I can figure out how to make popcorn.
I know how to do it.
You know how to use that?
I'm pretty sure. So you put, like, the kernels and the oil and the seasoning.
The question is,
And it just pops over and, like, spills out as, like, the pop fills. So, like, it just, like, you just have to make sure there's enough kernels in it. But it's, like, normally a making popcorn. And then, like, the just, like, case itself, we just have to clean. And then, like, it stores the popcorn.
Okay.
And then you just scoop it out.
And do they provide us with kernel and oil? Because I asked them that, and they never gave me back a response.
So, I've never used it. So, I'm hoping they do. But if they don't, I mean,
don't we have kernels in here?
No way. Do we? We might.
I'm 30% sure we do.
All right, 30%. I can take 30. If not, we can always look into it. It's too late to get a purchase request in, so we're basically just having an e-board.
Because when I asked, Yeah, because when I asked them, like, I emailed the lady at the hub in the Hunt Union. They were like, yeah, everything should be included. And I was like, the popcorn and the oil? And then she went, yeah, everything's included. And I went, okay, but the popcorn and the oil? So let's hope that means everything's included.
I'm hoping that, yeah. You know what I wish?
Who do you wish, Josh?
You know what? You know what I wish?
What do you wish?
I wish Hunt Union was in the middle of campus.
That was the whole point.
No, I know that was, but I wish that like came to fruition, or they decided to switch the buildings because it's
like
not.
The library should be up here.
The yes, the library should be up, and Hunt Union should be where Millen is.
Because it would be so fire.
Everyone would be in there all the time.
Yeah,
all the time. I think Sonia Nyanta, if you're listening,
President Cardell, if you're listening.
Mr. President, if you are listening, let me drop some plans. Let me get my creative juices flowing. Like, let me draw up some plans. Like, I can do it. Like, oh, by the way, I added more songs. I added some Rihanna, by the way.
I saw that.
Thank you.
We're almost done, though.
I know. Maybe I'll play it. We're going to play. I really want to listen to the song.
Okay, so just play one of your songs.
I am. Wait, and then President Cardell. That didn't work.
No.
Let's run it back. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Is this only girl in the world?
Yeah, President Cardell, make me feel like this, okay?
Oh my God! Well, President Cardell!
President Cardell, make me feel like this, okay? I want you to love me. Mr. President. I feel like Marilyn Monroe the way I keep saying that.
Mr. President.
Or, well, Lana's song. I don't need. I can't do it. Whatever.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
Take
about.
Take a deep breath, Josh.
You're right. I needed that.
Just a little breath.
Just a little breath. Everyone.
Right.
Yep. There you go. Mm-hmm. That was a nice little moment. You know what we need to start planning?
What?
Radiothon.
Radiothon.
So we have the date for Radiothon. And if you guys don't know what Radiothon is, it's 24 hours of radio. Even though we are 20, it's like 24 hour, like nonstop shows, like no breaks, like just us, 24 hours. Yep, that's what it is.
Yep.
And I know a bunch of us in the e-board are going to try to do like a hour or two together and just like hang out. I plan on hanging out probably throughout the night. Until I get super tired. Or maybe I won't get... You know what we should do?
What?
Breakfast. Stay the whole night. Like, other DJs come in and out. Whoever wants to come can come. But, like, 8 a.m. breakfast. All right.
And where do you want to get this breakfast from?
Latte Lounge. Yellow Deli.
Low-key, Hollow Weekend, I was at Social Eats 2 days in a row.
Because it's...
For brunch.
So good. I work there.
What do you do there?
I'm a server. I just didn't work that weekend because I
You're
was,
a server?
Yeah. Like I... Hi, welcome to Social Ease. What can I get you today?
Mm.
Type vibe. And it's a great place. I like it.
It's really good.
It is.
The
food... It is like a... It's, I don't even like... I started calling it a cafe, but it's like a restaurant. Like,
yeah.
Like it's fully a restaurant. Like that food is... It's pretty good.
I got their social tots.
Yo! The, like, loaded tots.
Those are my favorite things ever.
Did you get a burger? You should get a burger next time.
No, I don't Italian, like, I only like burgers.
Get the Italian
panini?
The Italian chicken cutlet sandwich.
Fire.
On focaccia bread? Bro.
They're, what did I get there last time? I think I got their breakfast burrito. I love a good breakfast burrito.
You know, I'm not a big breakfast burrito guy, just in general.
Their eggs Benedict is really good. Yeah, I was there twice in one Halloween weekend. It was really good.
Yeah, their eggs Benedict, like their Benny, that is the
Logan just texted me. Why are we talking about President Cardell so much?
Because we really appreciate him. And, oh, that's what I was saying. I just have a few ideas, man.
Okay.
No, but that's, like, apparently, well, yeah, but campus was supposed to be, like, Hunt was supposed to be the middle.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish that happened. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like having this, in the center where the library is.
Yeah, would be so fire.
Which is basically the center of campus.
I would say the library is the center of campus for sure.
Because, like, you get off the bus, right? That's, like, one of, like, the main bus stops are is right next to the library. And you come right into Hunt.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And the other thing, like, the library is huge. Like, that building would be so good. I mean, I guess it's good we have a big library. But, like, the library up here, wouldn't you want it up here so it's, like, more secluded and you can study more? Come on, President Carday.
With, like, a little, like, pond, too.
Study with a pond. I don't know. But it is nice that we still have, like, Argo in the middle of campus.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Because, like, sometimes I, like...
Their hibiscus?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
I try to drink, like, since, like, having, like, being off campus, I try to make sure, like, I have, like, coffee in the morning so I don't have to spend money on coffee. But there's sometimes it just hits. Like, I
iced or hot guy?
Depends on the mood, but I'm going to say iced.
I think I can enjoy an iced coffee or iced beverage no matter what weather.
Yes, I agree. The only thing is I can't do an iced mocha.
I don't really like mochas. I feel like mochas have to be hot.
Yes, I agree. Same as a chai latte. Can't do it iced.
I disagree with you on that.
You do an iced chai.
I iced chai.
You know, I had it once and it just ruined my whole mood. So,
well.
It didn't actually ruin my whole mood. I couldn't back it. You know, I wasn't jocking with it.
Hmm.
I wasn't jocking with that John, you know.
Have you ever tried an iced hot chocolate?
Yeah, it's like a slushy, right?
Yeah, like Dunkin'.
From Dunkin', yes.
They tasted like soy sauce to me.
Not
like those.
I sipped one of my friends. It wasn't good. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that
either. It tastes like soy sauce or like dirt. It was not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. No, but like iced coffee for sure. Like an iced latte. Yes. Mm-hmm. Iced latte always, or just like iced coffee plain. But like a hot cappuccino or a hot mocha, I always enjoy too.
I love a good cold brew. In high school, I used to make cold brew at home.
How? How do you do it? You just let it sit?
Yeah, like, so like, you know, like the Emma Chamberlain like coffee?
No.
So Emma Chamberlain has like her own coffee brand, and she made her like her own cold brew set, which is like basically.
Do you need specific beans for cold brew, or can you just use coffee? Because I have coffee at home. Like,
it has to be like grounded up beans, so it's like kind of like.
Yeah, I grind my own coffee.
Yeah, so you put it like kind of in a mesh bag.
Mm-hmm.
So like the cold water kind of absorbs the coffee. Mm-hmm. And like you have to like set it out for like 24
hours.
I did it for 2 days, so like it fully absorbs. And then a little bit of creamer, a little bit of
isn't it really strong?
Yeah, but it's so good.
Okay, all right. You know what? I have a pitcher at home. I have mesh bags, and I have coffee beans that I just ground up. Let's make cold brew.
Make the cold brew.
I'm going to make cold brew, I think.
Let it sit out for, like, 2 days in the fridge so, like, it fully absorbs.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it in the pitcher and then slowly just chip away at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay. No, I'm going to do that. But I love coffee in the morning. Don't get me wrong. Coffee in the morning is actually, like, nothing better.
Remember the whipped coffee?
Yes, that I
remember. That's really good.
Never tried it.
Really? Me and my grandma tried it, like, during COVID, like, at 10 o'clock at night. We're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fine. Like, it's not going to keep us up. It kept us up to, like, 4 o'clock in the freaking morning. But it was, like, COVID, so it was, like, fine. Okay. But it was good.
I was just... Okay, yes. I will actually try that. Also, speaking of whipped things, cold foam. So easy to make.
I love a good cold foam.
So easy to make.
Better than
so
whipped
good.
Cream?
Yes.
I agree.
Okay. No, I was like, yes.
I agree.
Without a doubt.
Because I feel like cold foam, you could like add any flavor. Like Starbucks now has the gingerbread cold foam, peppermint cold foam, sugar cookie cold foam.
Wait. Oh. I think I need to get Starbucks.
You should get the iced sugar cookie latte because I'm going to go get one after this because they're so good.
I'll come with you to get coffee. Not going to get that.
Okay.
No, like, there's some things that are just too sweet for me. Like, I like black coffee.
Really?
Yes. Straight up. Just black coffee.
Do you want something really funny?
Yes.
So, last semester, I lived in a quad in Hayes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, like, every Friday, it would be, like, the longest day for all of us, like, including our roommates, but we wanted to go out. Mm. So, we would take, like, our naps, and then we would, like, okay, like, we're so tired. So, my roommate would make us all shots of espresso.
Wait, does she have an espresso maker?
Yeah, we have, like, a tiny one.
Oh, okay, I want one for Christmas so bad because my friend has been making us espresso martinis with the espresso maker. Come on, like...
You don't like...
Oh, I thought you were about to say you don't like espresso martinis. Do you not like espresso?
No.
What? Okay. You know, agree to disagree.
But we would take espresso shots like at 8 o'clock at night.
I'll give you that. Yes, yeah.
It'd be so much fun.
That's smart, actually. I think because I drink coffee so much sometimes, like if I drink like the same like cup of coffee every day, it doesn't always hit.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like a once in a while coffee drinker.
I love coffee. I love the taste of it. I love like the flavors of coffee. I love the act of getting coffee. Like, you know?
Oh, my God. Like, going to the coffee shop?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. This summer, I went to Fire Island. Mm-hmm. And there was this coffee shop in Fire Island I went to every day for this whole week.
It was so good. It's so nice, too. I just like the act of getting... It was good, too, you said?
It was so amazing. They had, like... It was, like, a vanilla honey latte.
That sounds good. You know what? Because the reason I like getting coffee so much is I think because, like... In high school, I had a bunch of friends who worked at a coffee shop in my hometown, and they would just put me on, like, one time my friend made me, like, a thin mints flavored coffee, essentially. Like, she just, like, added a bunch of flavors together, and it tastes like thin mints. So that was fun. But they got me on a lavender matcha latte.
Matcha. I don't... I have feelings toward matcha.
What are they? Bad? Good?
I don't...
Construed?
I don't like... matcha from certain places because I feel like certain places make them taste bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that does actually. I don't know. I've only had matcha from two places. Like, I've never gotten matcha from Dunkin' or Starbucks.
Starbucks used to have this matcha lemonade. I think it was from Starbucks. It was good.
Some kid gets that. I work at Social Eats, and his name's Jonah, and he's one of the dishwashers. Super funny guy. But he'll always come up, and one of the times he came up, I was just the one that was around. He was like, hey, can you make my drink? I was like, oh, yeah, what do you get? Because I didn't really know him yet. And he said matcha lemonade, and I said, are you like that? Like, that's like a haha, like, what do you want? And he was like, no, like, I'm serious. So I made it for him, and he was like, try a little. So I put some in like a little cup. It was so good. But I would never have thought matcha lemonade, you know, but it was refreshing.
Starbucks, I feel like Starbucks, I kind of like try making them stuff my own. Like, they also came up with this lavender lemonade.
Yes. Not the lavender, the raspberry like lemonade. No. One of the refreshers, or like not a refresher because that's Dunkin', but one of the like lemonades they do.
Like the strawberry refresher?
Yes. Oh, is it a refresher?
Yeah.
Yes, refresher with two pumps of raspberry.
Oh my God.
Game changing.
But they don't have raspberry anymore.
What?
They discontinued the raspberry flavor.
Why?
And this Starbucks held the raspberry flavor for so long that when I went home to get Starbucks, I was like, oh, can I get three pumps of raspberry? They were like, oh, we don't have it anymore.
Why would they discontinue that syrup?
Because I don't know. It's so good, but they make the raspberry popping pearls.
Come on.
But we can't just have the syrup?
Muddle them. Muddle them for me.
That's what I... You gotta take the straw and just kind of...
Yeah, just break it up a little bit.
Break it up.
Because it is so good. And during the spring, too, on like a hot day... Okay, some of my favorite things about like campus... Oh, no, it's just like nostalgic, I guess. Is like when it would be hot in the dorms, and then so like we would like go to get like a nice cold drink from Starbucks or something. Because, you know, sometimes the dorms, like the box fan ain't really cutting it. So you need a little cold drink. And Sean and I would go to Starbucks and get like the refresher. And dang, I didn't know they discontinued that. That sucks.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna just bring it back. I'm gonna start a petition.
So good.
Or I'm gonna just make it at home.
There was another refresher that Starbucks like discontinued. They're very berry hibiscus.
Yes.
So good.
I like hibiscus. There's like a cider, like Austruck is the brand. I think. I don't know, but. It's like a hibiscus cider. Very good. Like an apple cider, but like hard. Like a hard cider. But it was good. Just like hibiscus, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There was something else I was saying. Oh, but yes. Back to like just like coffee. Yeah. I love going to coffee shops. I love...
Especially like if you're like out of town or like in a new place. And you're like, oh, let's go get coffee.
That's the one thing I miss about like being in high school was... Not like I miss being in high school. Like I had fun and it was what it was.
Where'd you go to high school?
Just Rhinebeck High School. It's the small town I grew up in. I didn't grow up in. I grew up on Long Island. But then I moved to Rhinebeck sophomore year. And then it's Dutchess County. It's like 2.5 hours south of here. No. Yeah, southwest or something like that. No, southeast.
Is that all Long Island? West.
No. It's Hudson Valley. Kind of like, it's the Hudson Valley. Yeah. Like up above Westchester. If that's any, where are you from? The city, right?
I'm from Queens.
Yeah.
I live in Ridgewood, which is basically on the border of Brooklyn and Queens.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is great.
Oh, that's going to be good for your parents, too, because we're going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, we live like 30 minutes away from the financial district.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll be like 30 minutes away. That's perfect. But it's just like some small town in the Hudson Valley. But there was a coffee shop I went to that Paul Rudd and Jeffrey Dean Morgan actually own, which is kind of funny.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, they bought it. A couple years back. Cool. I know, like small world. But I loved going there, and like my friends would work there like before school. So like it would be like I usually would pick up Owen around like 7:20-ish. We'd get coffee, hang out for a bit, and then go to class or be a little late, but it's okay. And then
I feel like if you're late, might as well just continue being late at that point. That's what I'm saying.
Like, in my first period, I had study hall, and he had... his teacher was very calm first period. Like, it didn't matter. Because we were seniors, too. And, like, and at that point of the year, like, everyone knew. Like, everyone knew where they were going. And teachers are like, yeah, like, you're seniors. Like, I get being antsy. But, yeah. Coffee. Speaking of, should we go get some?
Should we go get some coffee?
I think we should. I think that's all the time we have. Make sure you guys stay tuned. For Sam on the Spot at 5 o'clock.
Keep watching the Instagrams, though, because we're not done with that.
We're not done.
Just because we're done with here, don't mean we're done on other platforms.
That's very true. That's very true. And I think the takeover ends tomorrow.
Yes.
I think someone's doing it tomorrow, and that's the last, but we'll be sure to do it again.
Yeah.
We also might get some old eBoard members, some alumni involved in the future.
Yes.
So make sure to
keep
it locked.
Hopefully this Saturday.
Hopefully this Saturday. Actually, we'll have definitely some posts about this Saturday. But thank you for listening. Keep it locked at WNY 90.9 FM.
Bye.
Thank you.
Was blank, the pen was kept, my mouth was shut. Can you believe that? I wrote another song for you.
everything I had that you could read through all of my hyperbole. I guess I was wrong. So here's another sad song. Since you made me leave, a summer has gone, and now here is another one, and another one, and another one, and another one is another song. Some people say that I'm wasting my time putting these feelings to melody and rhyme. Sometimes it doesn't rhyme with anything. The flapping wing of a butterfly could have made the train I was on pass you by. It could have made it take too long. It didn't. Here's another song. Page is still blank. You can borrow my pen. It's such a sad story. Please change the end. And here's another song for you.
night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear, covered with heaven above. Let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance under a blanket of blue. Thank you.
Trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it lock.
It's those troubadours of traffic trauma, Vince and Larry.
On the road again. You don't buckle up, you're on the road again. Right through the windshield and across the median. Buckle up.